Let's pray. For another day, Lord, thank you so much for the chance to do some good for somebody else. Thank you. For our troops and police and firefighters, EMS, how about for all people who serve others, huh? For the families of those who are away from their loved ones. God, please direct our thinking today. Help us to be divorced of self-pity and dishonesty and self-will and self-seeking and fear. Inspire our thinking, our decisions, and our intuitions. Help us to relax and take it easy. Guide us through this day, please. Show us our next steps. We ask all these things in Jesus' name so we can be of maximum service to you and to each other. In your name, Lord. Amen. Assumptions. I have assumptions that when I read this book and before I talk about how much God loves us, that the assumption is that God is God and that we're not. Sometimes I like to play God, and now none of you can relate to that. There is a difference between God and Kurt. God has never wanted to be Kurt. We will never completely understand everything. It's the nature of being a human being. In this book, which I don't completely understand, right? God comes to us over and over and over again with actions and words of love. God comes to us in the human form of Jesus and extends that love so far in that his life, death, and resurrection, right? He dies on the cross, rises from the dead to show how much God loves us. And because of Christ, we have the promise of new life today, eternal life for all of tomorrow, and a constant companion. Remember the last words of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew? Right before he goes back up into heaven, he says what? And lo, I'm with you always to the close of the age. How long is always? Forever. Okay, assumption done. This book has 66 books in it. Bible, 66 books. We're going to spend the next hour and a half looking at one of the books. It's called the Book of Exodus. That was a joke. We're not going to be here an hour and a half, I promise. Exodus, right? The readings are looked at Matthew, of course, Exodus. In Exodus, there's a new Pharaoh in town, and he is full of ingratitude and fear. I'm thinking that's a form of mental illness. King Herod, too. Frightened, his anxiety gets a hold of him when he hears about a new king coming. Oh my. And you know what he does? His mind runs away on him, and he rounds up infants under the age of 2 and murders them all. Mental health issues, and then some. Evil. Sometimes our minds run away on us, right? Background. This is the second book in the Bible. It could be argued that the central theme of this book is to what? Say that God is good, that God loves us, and God wants us to carry that love into the world. God's love come first, then we can love others. There are marvelous suggestions on how to live in this book, especially Exodus. They even list the 10 suggestions twice. You notice that? It's in Exodus 20 and Exodus 34. Did anyone catch that joke? The 10 suggestions? Yeah, it's the 10 commandments. Whoa, why do we call them commandments? And why did God give those to the people as they're wandering around in the wilderness? Not just those 10 commandments, but lots of other ones, so we could learn how to be earthlings to one another. They're coming and now they're free. Well, how do we behave as free people? Huh, 10 commandments. And sidebar, do you know why Moses wandered in the wilderness of sin for 40 years? He's a guy. He didn't stop to ask for directions. I know where I'm going. Always a good idea to check the owner's manual. Check the owner's manual. While they're wandering, God hears and God remembers. The first reading, Pharaoh's new in town. Doesn't have a name. On the other hand, what did Pastor Dave read? You have two brave, strong, faith-filled midwives, Sipphora and Puah, who or what? Their names are memorialized for all times. You got the big shot, Pharaoh, and these two midwives. Yes. Pharaoh has forgotten all the good that a son of Israel had done for Egypt. Remember Joseph saving him from the time of famine? Joseph, the Technicolor Dreamcoat guy? You've read the story. If you haven't, it's in the book. God hears, God remembers. Someone put it this way. God hears the groaning of the people and remembers his covenant promise with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's from Exodus 2, verse 24. And then Moses leads the people out of Egypt, right? And urges them to what? Remember this day, Exodus 13, verse 3. And then the people of God are even ordered to remember the Sabbath day, Exodus 20, verse 8. Like it. My second favorite rabbi, the first one you know, my second favorite rabbi is a guy named Rabbi Prager. He says this, remembering the good others have done, the evil others have done, and one's moral obligations is an indispensable aspect of a good and meaningful life. I like that. I don't know about you. Maybe you can relate to this. But based on my thoughts and my actions and my words, I forget that God loves us and forgives us. Can anyone relate to that? I mean, based on our actions. But you know what? God doesn't forget us. We might forget God. Did you remember that you are created in the image and likeness of God? You, absolutely. And God sees something special and unique in you. You are wonderfully made, it says in the book. You were named and claimed in your baptism. That is a stubborn promise that never, ever leaves. Max put it this way. He said, you don't need to be anybody else. We don't need two of anybody. Just be you. You see, we are all works in progress. And it goes like this. It's progress, not perfection. We all have issues. All of us do. Sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes, like Pharaoh, we forget. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. Can you relate to that? Tricks like, well, I can start my day without prayer and devotion. Can you relate to that? I'll have you know that everyone notices when I don't start my day with prayer. Sometimes we forget also what the good others have done for and to us, right? Guess what? If you forget or if you need help, it's really a good idea to ask for help. And not just from God, from each other. Use the resources. Ask God for help daily. You heard that prayer that guy had given. I've shared this about 7,500 times. Turn your will and your life over to the care of God every day. Remember that guy's prayer. Dear God, so far I've done all right. I haven't gossiped or haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy or grumpy or nasty or selfish or overindulgent. But you know what? Pretty soon I'm going to be getting out of bed and I'm going to need your help. We can all relate to that character. So, sermon's done. We could spend weeks looking at the book of Exodus. Well, wait a minute. We are going to spend weeks looking at the books of Exodus. So, here's the deal. Come on back. See you next week. Or if you're there or here, come on back. And remember, in the meantime, that God loves you. Always has, always will. And now that you know that, when you get out of here, go and make a difference in someone else's life, would you? Thanks. Would you mind standing and singing loudly our closing hymn?